Hi folks, welcome to Clan Chat. Well, the names just keep on coming, and as always, I'm pleased to bring you the first interview with the newest player for Glasgow Clan. Cody Salt is a brand new defenceman and arrives from Florida Everblades in the ECHL and is about to make his first move outside North America. I chat to him about that, plus get some thoughts from the head coach, Malcolm Cameron, as well. So let's go again as we hear from our new number 44, Cody Salt. Cody Saul, welcome to the clan. A new opportunity, a brand new adventure in a new country. How much are you keen to come to Scotland and get started?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I've been playing in this league for 9 years in America, and I think it's time for me to go elsewhere and try Europe out. And I think Scotland's a good spot. I know coach was really interested in me, and was definitely go where they want you, not where you want to go. And I'm excited for the opportunity, and I'm excited to check out the new culture and everything about that too. So it's a little, I'd say, nerve-wracking, but at the same point, it's exciting to cross the pond for once and go play some hockey.
Good. So tell us a bit about yourself and what we can expect from you as we look ahead to the new season.
I'm a big boy, 6'6", around 235, 240 pounds. You know, I played junior hockey in the OHL. And then I was drafted to the Atlanta Thrashers in 2009. And then they were moved over to the Winnipeg Jets. So I was in that system for 2 years. Played pro. And then I played 5 years in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then a year in Cincinnati. And then 2 years in Florida. So a lot of years in this league. But a big player. I know I can shoot the puck well. And I have a big shot. I like to use my slap shot a lot. And also if you look at my stats, there's a lot of penalty minutes on there too. So I had some years where there's a lot of penalty minutes, but some years not so much. But yeah, I definitely have been fighting in the past, and it's part of my game. But also the game is changing. It's getting more skilled, more fast. But I think I've adapted to it. And I'm enjoying my role as a leader and as a big body and have a presence out there for the team.
And we'll talk about the fact you're no stranger to a penalty box in just a minute, but I'm curious to know why the timing is right now for you to come to Scotland at this stage in your career.
You know, just I was getting to the point where I had some buddies that went over there, and they say they love just the opportunity to play hockey for a living, and then now to cross the pond and enjoy different cultures and just to meet different people and see the rest of the world rather than just being here in Canada and America. You know, there's a lot of beautiful places here too, but to have that opportunity to play hockey and to travel as well is just, it's something that you couldn't pass up. And I think it's, and now you're at the point of my career, and I want to do that before my career is over. And I got a few solid years left in me, but I think it's now is the time for me to play overseas and enjoy that part of it.
Now, as you've already alluded to, you've got quite a lot of penalty minutes on there. I've seen a few clips of you on YouTube already and doing some research before I spoke to you. And, you know, with that reaction, you're the kind of player who gets the crowd on their feet. What kind of a buzz do you get from the crowd when you find yourself in that situation?
There's almost a little bit, I'd say, nervousness before the fight, but it just, obviously, it's still you're in a fight, but it becomes natural the more you do it. And it's an adrenaline rush. You know, in the summers, I don't get that. You play and you skate around and you do your training and stuff in the summer, but then playing in front of the crowd, it's like a lot of polite guys play. I heard the Glasgow has great fans, and they have really a lot of bodies in the seats too. So that makes it more fun too. Just the adrenaline rush you get from those fights, and then just more or less just sticking up for my teammates. You know, I grew up as a protector, and just being able to stick up for my teammates and do my job. And I love that part of it too. You know, because it's not an easy job, but someone's always willing to do it. And then I feel like I'm the guy that can do that sometimes for the boys.
You mentioned it's a part of the game that's kind of dying out a little bit now as years go on. Is there a certain intelligence needed to know when the timing is right to get yourself in that situation if something, you know, something happens in the game that calls for it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the stage fighting is definitely one of the things that has gotten out of the game, and which is, it's an opinion people want to have, and that's fine for me. I think that hockey as a whole and fighting needs to stay in it for sure. And I think the stage fighting, it can go into the wayside, but sticking up for teammates, and it just protects all players. And, you know, the big boys that want to fight will do it, but having some guys on the ice just allows the smaller players to be protected from someone hitting them the wrong way. And I think it just adds a little sense of security for the game. And I think that's why the fighting will never leave the game of hockey. And I think it's also, and the fans love it too. They come watch a hockey game, and just the chance of a fight maybe breaking out too. And it's enjoyable. And for some reason, people love it. And I think everyone around the world loves just the sense of a little bit of violence in our lives sometimes. But, you know, it's still protecting each other. And I think that part of the of hockey will never be put to the wayside.
Now, as you've said, you're 6'6", 235, 240 pounds. Do you find that being that size maybe gets you out of those situations quickly as well? I'm talking about if something happens in a game and suddenly an opponent looks around, sees you standing next to them and thinks, no, no, better not in this case.
Yeah,
you can see. I'll be honest, I'm worried about spilling your drink, never mind getting into a fight with you.
Yeah, you know, I keep all my fighting on the ice and part of my game that way. But yeah, definitely the size factor helps into what kind of player I am, and sometimes people could put go to the wayside, but I've been crossing paths some big boys too, so it's a two-way street. No, and I think there's a lot of respect between guys that do fight, and I think it's part of the game that everyone doesn't maybe not knows as well, but I think the big boys know that there's a lot of respect that goes behind all the fighting, and but it's still they know the job for it is definitely part of the hockey.
Is there one that stands out for you? Is there a particular scrap that is memorable to you for whatever reason?
Not really pursuing a scrap, but it was just funny. Last year I was in Cincinnati and I ended up fighting a guy, Kyle Neuber, and then got a few weeks later got traded to Florida, and then during the season we were roommates all year, so it's just it's a small world, and we went from fighting each other to being roommates, so I think just a comical story that how that all turned out.
Good stuff. So talking about your move to Glasgow, what have you learned about Glasgow and the city? And what will you be coming to do while you're over here away from the ice?
I've done a lot of research. I heard it's got lots of music and a very good art scene. You know, I think there's a lot of culture. From Malcolm said there's a few pubs and stuff that I heard there's some good spots. Just all the history there. You know, I've been in Canada and America for my whole life, and there's history here, but it's a different kind of history. I'm just excited to check out the culture and check out the people. You know, I lived in. And like, well, the accents will be something I need to get used to, and I think it'll be fun for me. And I lived in Newfoundland for half a year, and it's the Newfie accent there. So, but I'm sure it's a bit heavier over in Scotland. But I'm down to learn a little bit about that and see how people live in just different parts of the world. And I'm excited that Scotland's the place I landed.
And of course, now that you've signed for the club, you'll know the players that's coming into the team. Hockey's a small world. You'll know of the guys. You'll have played against them. You'll know them through other people as well. What have you made of the team the coach is assembling from what you've seen?
It's a good crew. You know, he's got some young talent that's come out of college, and then he's also got some older veteran players that I played against my first few years in the East Coast Hockey League, and some like Yellowhorn and Matthew Wall, like the guys like that, just established players. And I think he's picked up some veteran players and to have a good leadership group to bring this team and with the young guys coming in the pro for the first few years too, it just sometimes you need the leadership in the locker room just to show the ropes. And I think that the team that we have assembled is we got some grit, we got some size, we also got a lot of skill too. You know, I just like how we said the game is changing, and you can't just fight your way all the time, but you need to have guys that can put pucks in the back of the net, because that's really you don't win with fights. You just still have to score some goals to win. So I think that's definitely what we're building a team for, that, and I'm happy with the team we've built so far.
And you'll probably be aware this will be the first season we've had in this country since the pandemic, of course, it wreaked havoc all over the world. What was it like playing in Florida during such a strange time?
Yeah, it was different. You know, with we were in the little bubbles and the masks in the locker room, and to do the typical things outside the rink. It was just mostly just we had to golf every once in a while, just because it was Florida, so that was nice. But it was just a lot of time with the teammates. You know, we didn't really have much could do at the apartment to hang out with each other. So it's a lot of time with each other. So we bonded quite well, but we were fortunate to play. You know, half the league didn't play here, and a lot of leagues around the world didn't really get to play as many games, or if not even a season like they did in the UK. So very fortunate I was able to play, but it was a lot of games and a lot of days, and it definitely took a toll on a lot of the players. But I think with a few less games to come over to Europe, and I think that's definitely an added bonus for me too. It's being an older guy, but I love the game, and I think to be able to play during the times like that. And Florida was a different place to play, and it was the weather was nice, but it was a different COVID rules down there for sure.
So what's your impression of the coach then? He comes across as a very positive guy. He says the right things, and he's certainly excited to be coming here. Is that the impression you got of him as well?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I talked to him a few times on the phone, and he's honest. He's not gonna put stuff under the rug. He's not gonna hide things from you. That's what he told me. I said I've been coaching a long time, and really honesty gets you a long ways in life. You know, sometimes honesty people don't want to hear it right away, but you know, just he's told me straight up how things are gonna work and the kind of player I am and the role I'm gonna play on the team, and he's watched me before coaching in Wichita, so he knows what I'm bringing. He said there's nothing hidden between us and between him. What we're both expected to bring to the table, and I think he's an honest coach. And yeah, there's a lot of positivity in what he talks about. I know you can hear it in his voice too. He's excited about getting the season going. He's excited about the players that we're signing. So to have excitement and a buzz around the team, and especially coming from the coach, is a good sign before the season starts.
Okay, well, as I speak to you, we're in August. Our season doesn't start until November, although the other teams start in September, just with one thing or another. So what's the plan for the next couple of months then, until you get over here and can finally get started?
I'll continue to train, and I have a local gym here I go to, and skating with a lot of top-end talents, a lot of NHL guys. So continue to skate with them and train with them until they leave in September. And then there's still a group of guys in the lower-ranking pro ranks here. They obviously, a lot of European guys left, so... And then I do some part-time work with my dad painting and some carpentry with my buddy. So just, keeping the bank account full until the hockey season again. And also a lot of golf and just hanging with the family and friends. As a hockey player, you're gone for usually 8 to 9 months of the season. You're home for the summers, and you make all the friendships growing up, and you have a tight bond with a lot of family and friends. So coming back, you try and make all the stops while you can, and before you head out of town again.
Good stuff. A couple of questions left. One is, we want to find out a fun fact about you, something not a lot of people know that you do or you've done in your life. So tell us, what's your fun fact?
A fun fact about me? Not really. Maybe it's a sad fact, but growing up, I had really, really bad ears, and I had tubes on my ears 3 times. So it wasn't until I was 25 years old when I went underwater for the first time in my life and really enjoyed it. I got custom earplugs made, and it's more like, it was just a cool experience for me just to be able to do that. It's a fun fact, but also a little 25, he's finally going underwater. But I think it's just funny how that story went. And to be able to, now I'm going cliff jumping and stuff like that in the summer, and here in the Muskokas in Ontario, there's a lot of cool spots for us to do that. So I enjoy being outdoors and camping and stuff. So finding out these custom earplugs really helped me be truly the outdoorsman kind of person I like to be.
Interesting. Okay. So finally, let's finish then. I want to hear a message from you to the Purple Army. The fans will be watching. They'll be keen to know more about you. So what message have you got for them as we finish this up?
My message is to them that I've been on winning teams before, and the winning culture is something that you do to embed in that locker room. And I'm coming over there to win, and I'm coming over there to play hockey and be ready for those fans. And when fans pay for a ticket to come watch us play, so they want to see us win. They want to see us entertain them, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be a good team to watch, a fun team to watch, and we're coming over here with the plan to win a championship.
Brilliant way to end it. Cody Saul, thank you so much for your time. Great to meet you, and like everybody else, I can't wait to meet you in person when you get over here in October, yeah. And thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be over there. I know hopefully it was sooner than later, but we'll be there shortly before we know it, and then we'll be playing some hockey, and I can't wait.
Definitely. Have a good one. Thanks, Cody.
Hey, you too. Talk to you later.
Cody Soule is a big veteran defenseman who plays a lot of minutes. He's 6'6", 230 pounds, possesses a really good shot, obviously size, good stick, can play both sides of special teams, power play and penalty kill, and is a good leader both on and off the ice, and certainly somebody who will stick up for his teammates, as evidenced by his resume. Cody's been a winner wherever he's gone. He's been a big player on very successful teams in the ECHL, and we're very excited to add him to the Clan this coming season.
That was the voice of Glasgow Clan head coach Malcolm Cameron on new signing Cody Saul, who you also heard earlier on. That's all for now. I'll return soon with another exclusive interview with the latest member of the Clan team. Hopefully, it won't be too long. As always, keep up to date with the news at the website, clanihc.com, as well as our social channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, where you find us at clanihc. My thanks to Cody and to Malcolm and to you for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast as well. See you later. We'll